This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The man accused of killing 10 people at a King Soopers in Boulder is being held at the state mental hospital. State officials have not been providing progress reports on how he's doing. CPR's Allison Sherry reports a judge is ordering that to change.
The alleged shooter is supposed to be undergoing mental competency treatment and restoration at the Colorado Mental Health Institute at Pueblo, so he can eventually get well enough to face the criminal charges against him. Prosecutors asked they get 30-day reports on his progress, but that hasn't been happening. So they asked a judge to order state officials to court to tell them how the 22-year-old man is doing. He faces more than 100 criminal charges, including 10 counts of first-degree murder for the 2021 shooting. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Reports of sexual assaults at U.S. military academies increased sharply last school year as students returned to in-person classes. The Air Force Academy near Colorado Springs had the highest number of reported assaults with 52. The Associated Press reports officials have seen more reported assaults at the academies in recent years, despite new sexual assault prevention and treatment programs. Colorado wildlife officials are reminding the public that collecting antlers that animals have shed is banned through April in much of the state. CPR's Dana Sieg has more.
The ban affects all public land west of Interstate 25 through April 30th. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says the move protects big game and sage grouse from human disturbance during the lean winter months when animals live in a basic survival mode. Collecting shed antlers has become wildly popular in recent years, prompting wildlife officials to enact the seasonal ban in 2018. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Western Colorado has sunny skies and highs today in the mid-40s. It's going to be warmer around Grand Junction tomorrow. Likewise, across the state in Denver, highs today near 50. A little bit warmer tomorrow and Sunday. There's the chance for snow early next week. In the mountains today, mostly sunny and highs in the 30s.